Hiya, Sophie.
Have you been running, Jean?
Oh, no. Doing up my shoelace. Double knotter. Did you get your loan?
Keep walking, Jean. Is everyone in the back still laughing?
Yeah. What you done?
An hour and a half I've been in there. They couldn't find me on the system. They had two cashiers looking. I was holding up the queue.
Oh, no. What's happened?
Well, they brought the manager over and he said, I'm really sorry, your details have been wiped. I'm going to have to ring head office.
Oh, heck.
I know. So I sat back down and I looked up. You know that red HSBC sign?
Yeah.
Well, I'm with Nat West. I've got the wrong bank.
Oh, Sophie, I'm a ride.
I know, Jean. It's going to be one of them weeks. To Hull and Back by Lucy Beaumont. And this will be our year, took a long time to come. Hi, Jean.
Morning, Dotty. Sophie's not back yet to do your setting, Kells.
Oh, where is she?
At Cash Converters, with an antique Bette Midler Toby jug. She's going to see what they'll give her for it.
Sympathy, I imagine, Jean.
That Toby jug was a limited edition.
Only because you broke all the others, Sheila.
I did not say Sophie could sell it. If it's worth anything, I'll sell it. Why is she selling it anyway?
Oh, she wants designer glasses.
Designer glasses? Oh, God, I need a wig first. Have you seen this ball patch at the back of my head? I'm hoping to get an invite to the Kirkella Ladies Golf Club's annual picnic on the Beverly Westwood. If there's even a light breeze, I'll be combing it over like Bobby Charlton.
Sheila, you still got that weird next-door neighbour making hot drinks for you?
Ernie, yes, but don't give him chit-chat. It just encourages him. Ernie?
You rang master.
Will you make Dotty a coffee?
Do you like it with milk, Dotty?
Yeah.
And hot water?
What do you think?
Leave it with me. I'll find a way.
Did you just hear something squeak? Or was it me?
That's it, Mother. We are through. I've said it before, but I mean it. I'm moving out.
Oh, she's so dramatic.
Dramatic?
What's happened?
My mother helped me into a caddy off the washing line this morning, Jean, and let me walk down the street with a peg still on my shoulders.
How far did you get?
To Cash Converters.
And no one said anything?
Oh, yeah, people said something. Oh, are you dry yet? Where's the washing line? Peg leg. I wonder what he was on about in newsagents. He kept singing, "You Gimme Fever."
Peggy Lee.
Oh, Sheila.
I shouted after you, but you don't listen. And I didn't know you were going to Cash Converters with my Toby jug, young lady.
Well, it's a shame it had to end this way, Mother. We're over, me and you. I mean it. I had everyone staring at me. It's going to spread like wildfire through the streets of West Hull.
Can I text my mum and tell her?
No. And if anyone tells Imran, the love of my life, my first love, my last love, I'm cutting him off too. He's not to know.
When is lover boy coming?
Not until I can afford a designer pair of glasses.
This hair won't curl itself, ladies.
It will if I put you outside in the rain.
Did you get out for the Toby jug at Cash Converters?
No, he said try the joke shop.
Cheeky swine.
Fancy working full-time and not being able to afford luxury items. We're going to have to find another string to the bow of this business. Doing mature ladies isn't enough. They keep dying.
Oh, cheers.
Listen here, young lady. You do not need designer glasses. If we've got any spare cash, it's to buy me a wig.
I want Givenchy ones. I'm not wearing those thick ones of yours anymore.
What? You've been wearing my glasses for years. Until this drainpipe turns up and you think you're in love.
Imran said your glasses were offensive to women.
He said what?
That doesn't sound like Imran.
Well, that's what he thinks.
Wait till I see him. You have to wear glasses. Your eyesight's terrible.
No, it's not. I'm only short-sighted. I can just move things further away from me.
Oh, well, we'll leave your eyes then and extend your arms. Oh, move over to this seat, Dottie. Mrs. Chilton will need that one when she gets here.
Up, down, it's like a fairground ride.
Well, shall we put you in your casket now and get you settled in?
Oh, she's a devil.
Right, rollers are in. Sit back, Dottie, and take your mind off bingo.
Are you going to the service for Irene tomorrow, Sheila?
Yes.
Poor Irene.
Oh, she's a tiny little thing, wasn't she? Always felt the cold.
They're cremating her.
Oh, Dotty.
You see? And everyone tarnishes me.
I've said I'll look after her little lapdog, Tara. I could do with some company. My friend Doris has a draft excluder, and she talks to that all day. Said it's lovely company.
Titillating, yes. Pass me that pen, Sophie. I need to write a shopping list.
Are you going to Lidl?
No, no, for the wake tomorrow. I'll bring back some buffet. What do we want?
Just some sandwiches if they're going spare.
If they have any of those little Yorkshire puddings with beef in, do you want any of them for your tea?
Oh, yeah, and
Yorkshire
those little volivants.
Puddings.
Like at Mrs. Davidson's wake.
Have you made that coffee, Ernie?
Yes, it's just settling down.
Settling?
Yeah, it's okay, I've got gloves.
Have you got a fancy man like Sophie Jean?
No, I like women, Dotty.
Oh. That's all the rage now.
She's not into girly girls, are you, Jean? She likes women with short hair and check shirts.
Have you ever thought about dating a man then, Jean?
No. Sophie, will you please put on your mum's glasses?
No, never again.
You've just walked into your roller trolley.
I need to make some money fast.
You don't. I've got a tip for you, Sophie.
Really?
A big one.
Ooh.
Don't tart yourself up just for a fella.
Cheers, Dotty. Right, I'm back, Jean. What's that you're lifting?
2 kegs of pale ale. Am I getting muscles yet?
I've only been gone half an hour, I hope not.
I'm in love. She's called Heather. She wants you to cut her a fringe. She'll be back in a minute. She's what I've been waiting for.
Huh?
She stomped in here and I just knew. She's the one.
She sounds common.
She's from Croydon. She's asked me if I'm doing anything this weekend.
Jean, you have to be careful with people you've just met. And we need to focus on the salon, don't we? Turn our fortunes around.
I need something heavier to lift.
You don't. You know you've got dodgy knees.
She said I'll be muscles from Brussels if I work out.
We'll be a butch on a crutch if you're not careful.
She's working at that dog show in town. There's nout she doesn't know about Alsatians. I could feel the electricity.
Well, you get a lot of static off that tabard, don't you?
She's coming. Hi there. Hi, Heather.
Take a seat. Would you like a drink? Our Saturday girl, Ernie, can serve you.
That's hard. Got a can of lager in my bag. I'll swig on that.
Wow.
Jean says you want a fringe.
Please.
Jean says you're doing a dog show.
Yeah, you should both come down.
We're cat people.
Oh, it's going to be a big event. We've got a Jimi Hendrix tribute band, Jimi Appendix. He can only do half a set, then he has to sit down. Meant to be good, though.
Sounds it.
We've got funding this year, so big cash prizes for the winners.
How much?
Well, it's £100 if you win best coat.
£100 will be there.
Yeah, we will.
I wonder if a dog has ever had a set and curl.
I doubt it.
There you go, Heather. And one last bit. Is that length okay?
Perfect.
No charge. See you at the dog show.
Ta very much. Bye, Jean.
Bye, Eva. You're coming to watch the dog show with me then, Sophie?
No, Jean. I'm coming to enter.
What? But we ain't got a dog.
No, but Dotty has.
Oof. 19, 20, 21.
Oh, my word. What on earth is going on?
I know. Jean can bench press Ernie.
I thought we were an air salon, not a boxing ring.
Nice to be kept busy.
Jean. Put him down, Jean.
She's beefing up. She's met the love of her life yesterday just before closing.
Good for her. Now, do you know where I hid that gin?
At this time? What's wrong? How was the wake?
Oh, it was a right laugh.
What's in that box?
Nothing, nothing. Get off.
Have you bought something?
No. I've had a harrowing experience, Sophie.
What now?
No, I don't want to talk about it. You just need to know it might dictate my actions.
Have you bought yourself a wig? We're meant to be skinned.
Well, I had no choice. My head was curled.
How was the buffet at the wake, Sheila?
Average. I didn't bother bringing anything back. I had to eat surface chocolates on the bus.
Mother, that was a gift from Imran.
Yeah, cheap. He needs to up his game.
Oh, do you know, you can't be the receptionist in this mood.
There's a tea for you, Sheila. I think it is.
Cheer me mum up, Ernie.
The gestation period for a female hamster lasts 15 to 20 days.
That hasn't worked.
Oh, it made me laugh.
You're going to have to send him home.
Well, luckily, the gravy train might be rolling in. We're going to enter Dottie's dog into a competition, the dog show in town. I'm going to give its fur a set and curl.
Oh, Sophie, don't make me laugh.
And Jean's met a lady.
I'm going to try a dress on.
It's all go. Oh, what a world. If you need me, I'll be reading Take a Break in the store cupboard.
Can you believe her?
I think there's something wrong with you, Mum Sophie.
I know.
What is it?
Pass me the list, I'll have a look.
Finally. Peace.
Oh. You okay, Sheila?
Ah!
Sorry.
Ernie, you cannot whisper my name in a dark, confined space. I'm dwelling on death. I thought you were the Grim Reaper. What are you doing in the stock cupboard?
Same reason as you.
What, to drink vodka?
Oh, no.
Where else can I drink it at 2 o'clock on a Monday afternoon?
Wetherspoons.
At least I've got an excuse now. What on earth was that?
Huh?
Did you hear that?
No.
I think maybe it was the trolley outside, the roller trolley. What? Oh, what a week, Ernie. Ernie, I need to tell you something. I've got a mole on my shoulder.
Sheila?
Yeah?
I've got a hamster. In my pocket.
And one, two, three, up.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't do that with Ernie. It looks terrible when you walk past the window.
You don't mind, do you, Ernie?
It's good exercise.
At least let him off the lead.
And through the hoop, any good bite, stay. Yeah, I think loosen the rein a bit on him as you walk, Jean.
You can't practice with Ernie. He's not Dottie's dog. I mean, although they probably have similar interests.
Yeah, well, Dottie's dog needs to think we're very confident trainers. They sense these things.
When is this mutt coming?
Any minute. You got that battered sausage for it, Jean?
Yeah.
Oh, this really could be the start of something. I never thought this could be how we expand the business, but you just never know. I mean, dogs can be international stars on the internet. I could be the Vidal Sassoon of the canine world. Hiya, Dottie. How do?
Thanks for taking Tara out for the day, Sophie. I'm sure Irene would be very touched. 7 years she had him in a caravan come maisonette, and it only ever went out to the corner shop for Smarties.
Why? Is it vicious?
No. They're excitable.
We can work with that.
Yeah.
Are you going to get her out then?
Yeah. I'll just give her a minute to get acclimatised. Oh, there's some Alec Gilroy signed beard mats for you there, for your car boot stall, Sheila.
Alec Gilroy from Coronation Street?
No, Alec Gilroy from the garden centre.
So, you see, Dottie, these are the drawings. Look, I'll just set Tara's fur into this shape, like Elizabeth Taylor, with a necklace round her neck. and I thought I could add some hair pieces, you know, pre-bonded, so you can get them off, just underneath to trail on the floor. Would you mind that?
You want to give the dog a second curl?
Yeah, I think I could make her stand out.
It will. To RSPCA.
Dotty, would you like a warm drink, not a hot one?
Shall we get Tower out now, Dotty?
Yep, you can do. I've got my coach booked for Scarborough for the day, so here's dog basketball, dry food. Cheerio!
Wait, Dotty.
Just coax her out steadily.
What's it doing to that chair leg? You said it was as good as gold.
I'll be honest with you. It's a little treasure in the house, but it's a bloody nightmare outside of it.
Oh, my God, it's feral.
It's making me dizzy.
Here, Tara. Here, Tara. Nope, not working. See you, hoves.
My cushion. Oh, well, we're throwing that out.
Here, girlie. Oh, give her a tap. Sit, sit.
Oh, it'll have to be put down.
No, she's just adjusting.
That isn't a female dog, Dotty.
How do you... Oh, no. It doesn't look like it, does it? It doesn't get out much.
It's making up for lost time.
If it's like that with Sheila's cushions, what's it going to be like at the dog show?
It'll think it's in Magaluf.
It's in good hands, Sophie. I know you'll get that coat looking lovely. Just sing Tammy Wynette. Ta-ra! Bye all. Bye, Tara.
What are we going to do now? I'm never going to be able to keep it still enough to do a second curl.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Pass me my coat, Sophie. I'll go to the pet shop and I'll see if Robert's got anything to sedate it with.
It stopped. Look. Mother, when you put your coat on, take it off again. Put it on. It is when you put your coat on. Oh. Let's all put our coats on.
Let's hope it's cold at the dog show.
Annie, you're good with animals. What would you do with it?
I'd probably take it for a long walk and then go to the Pizza Hut. That's what I did with the hamster.
Annie? Have you seen what that rampant mutt has done to my new wig? All night, I was up curling this thing.
Oh, hello, Sheila. I'm just about to start a final training session. Today's the big day. I know, you're nervous about it.
I'm not nervous.
I was talking to the dog.
I must admit, Ernie, you've done wonders with it. Who knew that reciting facts about hamsters could calm a dog down?
Yeah, I'm called Coach, though, not Ernie.
Ah, well, Coach. Get it to stop rubbing its bits on that roller trolley.
Bed, Tara. Lay down in the store cupboard. Excuse me, Sheila, it's 10 o'clock. It's time for the pep talk.
Don't let me stop you. I'll just open up.
OK, little fella, let me tell you something. It's not about how hard you hit, it's about how hard you can get hit. I think that's enough for... Oh, I'll just do a bit more. Sons of Scotland, I am William Wallace. You came to fight as free men, but what would you do without freedom? Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live.
It's uncanny. Here, Ernie, there's some treats here.
No, I'll get a sandwich.
For the dog.
Oh, right.
Look, can I show you it before they get here? Come on now, Ernie. Don't be scared.
Sheila, why are you pulling your top down?
Does it look normal to you? I mean, I need a second opinion. I can't live like this. Stop shaking. I'm asking you a simple question. I think it's got bigger. Look, Ernie.
Where, Sheila?
Here you are.
Oh, your mole. Yeah.
What do you think? Raised, uneven shape, you know, puckered.
Maybe get it checked.
No, I'm not one to fuss. It just feels like my time, and I knew that, you know, something was up when I found that bald patch. And now this. I've not been living properly since I found it, Ernie. I can't sleep. I haven't washed. I'm starting to smell like a rabbit's cage. Dance with me, Ernie, will you?
There's no music.
Life's a symphony. Closer. Things like this you'd take for granted if you didn't know the end was in sight.
Sheila?
Yes, love?
Your mole's moved.
What?
It's moved.
Moved? Where is it?
On my sleeve.
What?
I think it's chocolate. Yes, it is.
Oh, it is. It's chocolate. I was eating chocolates. It's... You know, you keep your mouth shut about this. Do you hear me?
Oh, look, Sophie's coming.
Add the wig, Ernie. Let me do my top-up. I'll go to the door.
Where shall I hide it?
I don't care anywhere.
We're late for the dog show. We're going to be late. We got the times wrong.
Oh, you and your eyesight, Sophie. Just calm down.
Right, bowl, food, lead. Right, pass me that dog box, Ernie. Oh, good. Dad's here to put a cloth over it. Come on.
Hurry up. We need to get her registered for the best coat prize.
I just wanted to practice my pet talk.
You've just done it.
No, that one was for the hamster.
No time, Ernie. Oh, answer that phone, Mother.
Oh, could we please change the name of this salon because I sound demented?
No.
Dear me. Hello, this is... Oh, your hair looks nice. Have you had it done by Sophie at salon? You'd like a what? Just past your ears, I see. What shape are you, dear? Right, big on top, are you? Shame. Is it hereditary? Yes, I believe you. Well, what I always say, love, is think about that Michelin man. What do you think when you see it? You think cuddly Buddha, but give it an inverted bob and you think wide shoulders. Yeah, leave it as it is, I would. I wonder if I could turn the wig into a short bob. Where did Ernie stash it? Ah, here it is.
Welcome to Hull District Dog Show. It's an absolutely cracking day for a dog show, which will amaze and
Oh, gosh, it's a big event, isn't it?
Look, Sophie, they're selling hot dogs. Oh, they're selling hot dogs.
Look, the Lord Mayor of Hull's here. Ooh, look at his chains.
I can't see Heather anywhere. How's Tara doing in the basket? Still asleep?
Yeah, resting like a panther, Jean.
You're going to wake her up now?
I don't know. I think I should. Maybe I should take my coat off. That might rile her up.
Do you think we could do this for a creosote?
Yeah. We're going to win, aren't we? Best coat.
Oh, you can get your posh designer glasses, can't you? Oh, Heather's coming this way. Do I look all right?
Yeah. Oh, you've got a bit of gravy on your chin.
Oh, it's all right. I think she might like it.
Jane?
Heather! Oh, there you are.
Glad you could come. Is that Tara in the box?
Yeah.
Oh, she's very chilled. You must be good dog trainers.
Yeah, I think we are.
You should go up to the balcony. You get a lovely view of the Shih Tzus.
Wow.
I'll take you over now, Sophie. You are watching, are you, Jean?
Yeah, me and Ernie are.
We'll hang back after. I'll get your phone number, Jean.
Okay. Okay.
See you soon, Jean. Do you want to wish Tara good luck?
Yeah. Good luck, mate. You'll... Oh, God, Sophie.
Would all competitors please come to the judging area?
See you soon. Come on, Tara.
Ernie.
Yes, Jean?
That wasn't a dog in the dog box.
I know, Jean.
Why didn't you say anything before?
Well, we were having a nice time.
Jean, there's a wig in that dog carrier.
I know.
Where's Sophie?
Over there. Oh, God, she's trying to wake it up. How does she not realise it's a wig?
Oh, it's an easy mistake to make. I tried to put the dog on my head.
And now for the best coat competition.
Oh, no. Eva's going over to them.
Hasn't she got big knees?
I can't look. Sheila. What's happening?
Oh, Sophie, she's Oh, she's huddled over the wig. She's stroking it. Oh, no. No, no, no. Oh, it's Sophie's turn to go around the track. She's going to pretend it's a dog. She's trying to make it walk. Oh, my God.
Oh, what's happening now?
Oh, the dogs have gone by me. I didn't know a Pomeranian could run that fast.
Why have they all gone by me?
I don't know.
Anyone seen my hamster?
We was... We was robbed. We should have got first in show.
We entered a hairpiece.
It was the only one that didn't move when the hamster ran into the middle. We could have done the obedience awards.
It don't have legs.
Shut up, you'll give it a complex. Would you like another vol-au-vent?
No.
What about a nice stuffed beef tomato?
No.
I could run to shop in my slippers to get you some giant crumpets.
Sheila, I just want to feel sad, OK?
Ring her again.
Eva doesn't want to know. We ruined her event.
Oh, Jean, no. Come on. You know, if Sophie had been wearing my glasses, she'd have seen it was an hairpiece. Why don't you have a tipple, eh? What would you like?
You got any brandy?
Yeah. There, look. Get a tumbler down. You've not got the fingers for cut glass. Take that one up there with the flamingo wearing a dicky bow. You see? Can't look sad wearing that.
I'm back.
Oh, what's wrong with you, Sophie?
Waste of time.
Why?
I spoke to him, Ran. He don't find my glasses offensive to women. He meant your drinking glasses.
Well, why would they be offensive to women?
They say gin whore on them.
Oh, my God, what is wrong with men these days?
Come on, Jean, let's go to yours.
Where are you going with those designer Givenchy specs?
I'm taking them back to the shop.
Can you hang on to them for a few days?
Why?
Well, I don't think anyone at the golf picnic will notice my bald patch if I've got those on my head.
How does she always come up trumps, that mother of yours?
I know, sickening, isn't it?
To Hull and Back, fourth in show, was written by and starred Lucy Beaumont, with Maureen Lipman, Kerry Marsh, Annie Saul, Deborah Baker and Norman Lovett. It was produced by Sam Michelle and is a BBC Studios production.